from the Auto Glass America studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
All right, we got to be at our P's and Q's.
We do.
The cruise line has...
Oh, it's returned.
Is in channel side, so the Mike Calta might be listening. So no cursing.
What up, Mike?
No acting a fool.
I don't do that.
Right, especially you, Mr.
Greg. I don't do that at all.
Especially you, Mr. Greg.
Yeah, okay.
We have the great Jack Gordon in the house, and we're about to bring up the lovely Amanda Kessel in a minute. But before that, my boy, Steve Everett, that I played with in Philadelphia for a couple years. I'm going to show everybody a picture of him, so just to give you a level of his sanity.
He looks like he's in the rock group Slayer in that
level
picture.
Level of intensity,
I've seen Slayer. I've seen Slayer four times, I believe, with Steve. One time in Detroit, and I can't believe I'm still here alive. But, Steve, how you doing, brother? How's life?
Doing good, man. It's another beautiful day down here. The sun actually rose again down here.
Oh, okay.
That's a good thing. I know. I used to go to Steve's place twice a year over there, Big Pine in Key West.
Yep.
And from what I heard, the eye touched down in Big Pine. Explain what Big Pine was like when you first got back there. You got there by boat, correct?
Yeah, we came back into Hawks Cay, mile marker 61, and I live at 17. And that drive was insane. I mean, I had like Lamb of God and Slayer just blasting in the car.
I knew it.
The whole thing. On my iTouch, the whole drive, just to have it on video to look back on, because it's crazy. I mean, there's definitely, like tornadoes and stuff that were just destroyed entire neighborhoods. It's, Wilma, we took 3 feet of water 10 years ago or 12 years ago, whatever it was. But this, the wind damage from this is just unbelievable. Mm. Now, I've never seen anything like it.
I saw a couple reporters there that were reporting out of houses that were, gutted. I mean, there was nothing left in the house but cement. What was the damage to your house?
Well, we put a new metal roof on last summer, so I felt pretty good about it. And I had my neighbors clean out my box freezer from downstairs, which I don't wish that job on anybody.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, they helped me out. I had, venison and 100 lobster tails and 20 bags of stone crabs, but they were passing them out to, all the electric guys.
Dang. Nice. Yeah.
And the water guys. It worked out okay. But, some of the stuff went bad, I guess. But I got home, and I go in back in the middle French doors to get in the upstairs. Mm. The hurricane shutters got ripped off.
What?
And they just shredded the deck. Like it left just gouges in the deck where it was just flapping before it totally tore off.
Jeez.
I can't imagine that sequence. So the middle top of the house got a little penetrated by water, not too bad. But then in the kitchen, the ceiling, I guess the air came up under the vent and blew out the ceilings from the inside down. So the master bedroom, it's probably only, less than 20% of those ceilings, but it's still.
And you were blessed, Steve. You were blessed compared to everybody else, okay? Because I saw some different things, but how is Key West going to recover from this? Because first of all, how many people have power in Key West, and how are companies on Duval Street ever going to survive? Yep. Because who's going to go to Key West?
Hey, man, I just drove down Duval Street yesterday, and it was sad. It was really sad. Mm. This place is still boarded up, but every day more and more places are opening. We got power 3 or 4 days ago. I was actually finishing my business yesterday, and the water came on.
Nice.
So, these guys are working crazy fast. That was the biggest moment. It was so awesome when the water came on.
No doubt.
Now, I've only been back here for, 3 or 4 days. I wasn't here. We went on the boat to Fort Myers and then drove into Lakeland, and then I came back on the boat maybe 3 or 4 days ago, I think. It just all, runs together.
So you went from Big Pine to Fort Myers to Lakeland? Were you trying to go where the eye was going? Were you following the storm?
Storm chaser.
I watched the eye go over the house, and then it went over us in Lakeland, right? But at the time, my father-in-law lives in Miami. My parents' house got destroyed by Andrew in 92, so I don't have great memories of that. I was a senior, like, they pulled me off the field in training camp senior year at Michigan to tell me that, you know, my mom had found a landline, you know, one of those calls. So I just went back out on the field and was just beating people up.
Yeah, man.
Killing on his grave.
That's awesome. Yeah. All those Slayer figurines.
Yeah.
All the Slayer figurines were gone. Now,
literally headbanging.
No doubt. Now, I went to Indiana University, so I'm Big Ten people. Steve went to Michigan. I mean, I hate Michigan.
I love Steve.
I hate Michigan.
I love Indiana, though.
Yeah, of course you love Indiana because you were beating up on them all the damn time.
That was homecoming game every year.
Yeah,
Michigan, right?
We were everybody's homecoming. But Steve's doing some good things for the people at Key West. Steve, explain what you got going on, brother.
Yeah, so going insane in Lakeland for a few days after the storm and reading reports about looting and Sugarloaf. There was an actual report of that. I mean, I was going nuts. I had to get back. But we just wanted to do something to raise some money for, you know, I don't know if people know, but like 15% maybe or higher is living at the poverty line in the Keys. And, you know, the people that serve your food and catch your fish and artists and musicians, and, you know, it's a cool eclectic mix of people, and there's a reason, you know, Key West is an awesome destination for tourists, and it's an awesome place to, you know, raise a family. And it's just hard, it's hard for me, so I can imagine what it's got to be like for some of these families. I know after Wilma, where my daughter goes to school now, lost over 10% of their school population, so we're trying to not have that happen again, you know, keep people down here and try to get a little sense of normalcy as quick as possible, you know, get people working. And like you said, you know, getting people down to Key West. There's supposedly, I heard there's a cruise ship coming in Friday. Mm-hmm. Is what they're shooting for, like the first, like, you know, pseudo opening. So, and my daughter's actually been playing piano with a local guy. You guys have had a Smiling Bob's Fish Dip.
I haven't. Good stuff?
No.
Yeah, they sell it like at Publix and stuff, but that's my daughter's piano teacher.
Okay.
And a tornado went down this dude's street. I mean, it's crazy what this dude's street looks like. I went over there the other day and checked it out, and he hasn't been home yet. But my daughter has been singing also on Duval Street, and they were supposed to have like a couple gigs this September,
and they'll get
canceled. Her music teacher from school. No, well, we're still going to try to have it. So that's
great stuff.
Well,
maybe
I'll find a way to get down there and listen to that. Now, do you have a GoFundMe account? You're trying to raise some money?
Oh yeah, dude. Sorry, I was totally off on a tangent. I'm a little afraid.
It's all right, man.
It's understandable.
So we wanted to, you know, raise money. It's called like Michigan Football Fans for Florida. And I got all my boys from Michigan have already reached out and shared it. I'm not a huge like social media guy, but I got a little like Twitter story going from the whole trip, you know, leaving and coming back and just updates and stuff. You know, you know my big tortoise Peanut, man, he busted out. I don't have a fence anymore, so he's loose.
Oh man,
he's loose.
You gotta find him.
But I had my neighbor spray paint Snapper Wayne on a shell, so I got a call actually from Marathon.
Instead of a dog tag, yeah.
That's hilarious.
He's at Marathon Animal Hospital doing good. So
okay, he's going to he's gonna
get a fence, good. We get Peanut.
Yeah, Peanut's going to be just fine. All right, GoFundMe. Yeah. What's the name of it again?
Michigan Football Fans for Florida.
Okay, well, I'm gonna donate, but I can't believe I'm donating to.
Allowed to donate, man.
Hey. Yeah,
Buckeyes have donated.
I'm gonna donate for Big Ten love, no doubt. I was just talking to Steve a month ago, saying I was gonna go visit him.
Yeah,
and maybe I'll just come and try to help out. But Steve, I'm gonna contact you here the next little while. We're gonna get together. Stay strong, brother. Love you.
Love you, man. Thanks for
all
having
right,
me.
All right, man.
Yeah, we'll be good, brother. You should tweet that out. Like,
yeah.
You find it and tweet
we'll
out the
and
link.
Tweet it. Absolutely. You know, Steve is a guy that when I got to Philadelphia, he played with the Browns before. And Steve has blonde hair down the middle of his back.
Dude.
He looks like a motorcyclist, 6'5", 3-something. He's a
Key West.
Yeah, he's Key West. But he's crazy looking. And I remember looking at him thinking, me and this guy are not going to get along. That's my first thing. We're just not going to get along.
Right.
And then after 2 days, I'm like, this is the realest dude I've ever met in my life.
Right.
He just doesn't care. And then 3 months later, we're at Slayer concerts, and I'm backstage with Slayer doing Jägermeister shots with Slayer. I'm like, you know what? We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. We have a lot of things that are different, but a lot of things in common as well. And
that's awesome.
Whether this young lady knows it or not, we have a lot of things in common. She probably doesn't. I don't look like
me.
What's
the comparison?
But, you know, once again, I'm from Montreal, so everything hockey,
sure,
I have a link to. Okay, we have the lovely Amanda Kessel in here. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well?
Yep.
Enjoying Florida?
Yeah, so far. See? It's a little hot right now.
No,
but
it's a lot hot.
Compared to Wisconsin.
Yeah, she's from Wisconsin. She's on the National USA Hockey Team.
Yep.
How many years have you been on that team?
Good, at least four, okay. Maybe six.
So you're a veteran now.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys won a silver in the last Olympics?
Yep. Silver medal.
You're thinking about, you still, does it bother you? You want a silver, or you're proud to win the silver? You got to be proud, but it probably still bothers you a little bit.
Yep, bothersome. Exactly. Yep.
Canada won, right?
Yep.
Canada always wins, don't they?
No.
Easy. Not easy. Always.
What do you mean? I mean, how often?
Right now, in the Olympics, they have our number, but. Listen, bro.
Yeah, but we got the gold in the worlds, so.
Okay, well, I'm just saying about the Olympics. Don't get sensitive now.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying.
Respect.
Canada's women, they always win. I mean, it seems that way.
Okay, well, these women are here to show them up.
That's what I'm saying.
Amanda doesn't get it. You invite her on the show. Now you go ahead and disparage the U.S. team. Wait a minute. She had to withstand all the talk about millennials. She sat there very politely, but I could see she was brewing. There was some smoke coming out the ears.
She's an exception to the rule.
Maybe the men's side right now.
Okay, all right. Right. Well, listen, I'm cheering for y'all, and I'm hoping it gets done. Now, you guys are going to be playing the Lightning alums now. I had Dave Andrechuk on, it was yesterday, and I was asking him, like, you know, when you're going against these young ladies, what's your mentality going to be? And he was like, well, I know one thing. They're going to be trying to win.
Yep.
You guys don't care who's on the ice, do you? You don't care.
Who we're playing?
Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
Good.
Yeah.
No. You should have seen them against the juniors. There was no mercy.
They're smashing them?
I'll put it this way. They played the juniors twice this past weekend. I was there calling both games. The game on Saturday, the boys got off to a slow start, but by the third period, the conditioning and the skill completely outweighed the boys, destroyed them. There was like six goals in like 5 minutes. It was ridiculous, the balls they put on them. But then Sunday, they took on the older juniors, and it was like toe-to-toe for a little while there, but then their skill and just their tenacity just came through, and it just shows that they are extremely skilled, and they should be representing our country.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, it's got, first of all, to represent your country has to be a beautiful thing. Is that something you set out to do when you're young? You wanted to play on the Olympic team?
Yeah, ever since I can remember, maybe, you know, 8, 9 years old, when I'm getting to an age that I can understand what opportunities there are. I'm lucky to be here.
Don't believe in it. I don't believe in luck.
Well,
you go back. Yeah. No, I don't believe in luck.
Well,
you go back,
case,
there's going to be a lot of hard work.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of hard work, okay? I don't believe in luck. Nobody's that talented where they can luck themselves into an Olympic team.
That's a great
That's
point.
Never happened.
Great
a lot
point.
Of time in the ice, a lot of sacrifice.
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that athletes are born. I really do believe that. But it's up to you to mold yourself as an athlete.
Right. You may have all the ingredients.
Yes.
You still got to cook it. You got to put it together in a proper recipe.
Correct.
Now, think about how many gals would love the opportunity to sit and where Amanda sits.
Every gal plays hockey.
Right.
Every gal plays hockey.
So think about the degree of commitment that this gal has. Think about the hours and hours and hours
on
the ice.
I get
it. How old are you, Amanda?
I'm 26.
Okay, so at 26, you know, think about all of the hours, all the weekends, all the time. Maybe what, 40, 50% of your life, of your waking hours, have been spent in pursuit of bettering your hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
It has to. You know, to get to that level, it has to. It has to be important. We've been talking about that, you know, as we've gone. Your brother plays in the NHL.
Both of them.
Now,
what
was that like? I mean, that had to toughen you up a little bit as a kid. It had to.
Yeah, I mean, it was me and both my brothers going at it toe-to-toe all the time, and they never took me lightly. So.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah.
Because they know that was going to make you better.
Yep.
And I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's you're a product of your environment, obviously. Mm-hmm. And like I said, athletes are born, and obviously you have good genes. But it's the toughness thing, okay? You know, there's one thing you can't fake is toughness. Now, if somebody said, how do you describe Amanda Kessel as a hockey player, how would you describe yourself as a hockey player? Are you tough? You badass?
I'm more skilled playmaker.
Okay.
I like to make passes.
Okay.
So. And she's on the tape, too. You should see the passes, man.
Nice. Just,
crisp.
They're so crisp, and like they're technical. Like, I literally watch them go. When they go on a break or whatever, or they're moving up the ice, they anticipate. They know where the other player is going to be, and they put the puck on the tape.
It's like surgery.
It's ridiculous, man.
I find,
precision
I find,
surgery.
It really is.
I find women athletes to be more precise than men athletes. In all sports, they're more precise.
Like I would give you that for this, like, well, for this situation.
No,
for
no,
sure.
I think all of them. Like I went to Indiana University, and I would go to the Hyper Building, and I'd play against a girls' basketball team. Mm-hmm. If you let a girl set up and set her feet up and square her shoulders, she hits it every time.
Sure,
it's like I think they're more obsessed than
you
guys.
You think the 3-point percentage is higher in the WNBA than in the NBA?
I don't know that. I'm just telling you this
from your experience.
Technically. They were more technical. You know what I mean? You could play with the dudes, and there's athletes out there, and the girls were just more technical.
I agree.
They were more textbook, and it was more cerebral to them, I think. And the guys were just jumping out the gym,
right?
Which makes it a lot easier, obviously. Mm-hmm. Now, if you would compare yourself to an NHL player today, who would you compare yourself to? Who do you like to watch play?
Who do I like to watch play? Well, recently, Artemi Panarin.
Okay. Who's he playing for?
He was just traded to the Blue Jackets.
Okay.
He's a very skilled playmaker. And obviously my brother.
Sure.
Of course.
Sure. Obviously.
Yeah, come on. A little bit of bias there. A little bit of affiliation.
But I watch games every single night. So
what does it entail to be on the USA team? Obviously you're looking forward to the Olympics coming up. But how many exhibitions and stuff do you guys do a year? I mean, how busy do you stay?
We're real busy. We have at least a game every weekend, usually two leading up to Olympics. I think we have a schedule of close to 40 games in 5 months.
Wow.
40 games in 5 months?
Yeah.
So it doesn't stop?
No.
From now to the Olympics, it doesn't stop?
No. We maybe get like a little time off at Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. few days, Christmas, few days, but...
How much do you squat? You see your wheels?
No, I don't have a.
Just saying.
This is these are female Earl Campbell.
You know what I mean?
These are.
Do you do a lot of reps or
more so body weight, but like really explosive.
Sure.
Jumps.
Plyometrics type stuff like that.
And how much time do you guys spend in strength and conditioning rather than on the ice?
Even if not more off the ice.
Really? I would say, yeah. Conditioning. Listen, I said this to Dave Andertuck. I never saw a fat hockey player.
Right.
And they don't exist.
They don't. Right.
You can't. I mean, there's seen fat football players. There's lots of fat baseball players.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's fat basketball players.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I just don't even remember even a chubby hockey player. That's just something you just can't fake.
No.
Like, that's cardiovascular. That's aerobic. It's anaerobic. It's the whole nine yards. Right. If you haven't done it.
Sustained.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So these ladies, I mean, besides the game on Sunday, which if you're going to the Tampa Bay Lightning game on Sunday, they're playing the Panthers at 4 o'clock. They're doing a exhibition game versus the Lightning alums. And that is actually right after the game, and it's free to the public. So if you're going to the game, you don't have to pay additional to watch the exhibition game after. And then the Time Is Now tour, which is also coming to Amalie Arena, the Four Nations Cup. These ladies will be competing as well. They have three games against Canada. And again, obviously in preparation for the Olympic Games. And those tickets, if you want to take place, if you want to participate and go to the games, tickets are available now on AmalieArena.com. They have the third place and championship games will be held on November the 12th at Amalie. So a lot of awesome hockey events are coming to our city. I'm so glad
Great
to see
stuff.
This, man.
Yeah, well, I've always loved hockey because it was literally my first sport.
Sure.
Like, I loved hockey before I loved football, believe
we said,
it or not.
You know,
it just didn't take long before I realized that hockey wasn't my sport.
Yeah.
It just, you know, they're like, no.
He's that big guy.
Did you play?
I did. I played hockey when I was 6. I skated all the way through. I just I suck.
They didn't give him a trophy. Amanda.
Yeah, they didn't give me a trophy. I said, I ain't got to get a trophy, for God's sakes. No doubt.
Amanda, I want to know, are you brushing up on your Korean? Tell me about that.
Not yet.
All right.
She's like,
maybe.
No.
Well, you guys are going to have to know Korean. I'm sure they'll learn some, but they're going to be, you know.
Should you be scared going to Korea now?
I mean, that's a great question.
There's a lot of shenanigans
obviously with what's
on.
Going on. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, honestly? Are there concerns on the team?
No. I mean, last time, we were in Russia, and that was, everyone thought, this is going to be not a good experience, and we had
no
issues.
Problems?
Yeah.
But that's amazing. The media was like, oh, my God, it's the worst thing in the world, because they found one person with some bad water or something like
the
that.
The hotel room wasn't great.
All I was thinking about is, if I trained 4 years for anything, I'm going anywhere.
Right.
Like, I don't, there's 100%. Nowhere in the world where you're going to send me. I'm going.
Right.
I got to go, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, Amanda, thank you for coming. I know you guys are very busy.
Very.
I appreciate your time. And kick those guys' ass.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, thank you.
Get on
world.
Come on. Get on them. I like to see the girls kick the boys' asses. You know what I mean?
Sunday's going
to
be fun.
Physical with the alumni.
Yeah, I don't even like the boys. I like the girls. I'm just saying. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and then we're going to replay the podcast from 10 to 11. We have one more little break set to go before we sign off. I appreciate Jack Gordon for sitting in. Amanda, thank you again. We'll be back. Take a quick break, and we'll be back on the other end. Real Raw Radio, 102.5 The Bone.
Hey, great.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.